Ian, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I wanted to comment. You related this tweet about this cat lady.
Yeah, I know. And then somebody's snarky response. Yeah.
Right. Well, if that seems to be the thinking that supposedly we toppled the dictator.
Right.
And, you know, we sent him into exile or wherever, him and his old lady. When are we going to start going after the dictator's supporters? I mean, usually when one dictatorship falls, there's retribution. I mean, we saw it in Nazi Germany. We saw it in Romania. We saw it in Soviet Union in 1991. So when are we going to take out the retribution on the dictator's supporters? When is that coming?
That's true. And Ian, you reminded me, let's look this up. 7 days ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene said she planned to file impeachment articles. She announced she would do it on January 21st.
Yeah,
I don't see anything about that. I just see things from 7 days ago or from January 14th. I see nothing new.
Well, I think as the Marjorie, whatever her name is, they're going to shut her down because the Republican Party is the sparring partner to the Democrats. They're the Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters. They're the Democrat light. They're on a leash, as far as I'm concerned. It's all
right
one
now.
Big party. But at any rate, what I said about the supporters, I mean the people that voted for Trump. When are we going to go after them? I'm not talking about Biden. I'm talking about the people that supported Trump.
When are we going to go after them?
You
just reminded me that somebody said they were going to start impeachment proceedings against Biden. And by the way, I believe he broke the law. Before he was sworn in, because he told the people of Georgia, if you vote for these two senators, these Democratic senators, we'll take control of the Senate and get you money. We'll get you that stimulus check. So that was offering money for votes. So I think he broke a law there, and I wonder what's going to happen. And if nothing happens, that tells me a lot. But back to your point, you're right. Not only is it if Trump was a dictator, there's everybody that worked with him or for him or under him that supported him, and it goes all the way down the line to voting. There you go. Right. Yeah, we need to have our homes confiscated. We need to be put in jail, and then we need to give those homes to Democratic supporters who haven't worked for it.